Okay, we got to get the road on the show here. Get the ducks in a row on the train, ready to leave the station. If only we could put the Jews on a train and have that train leave the station. You know, heading towards the final destination. Anyhow, I wanted to get a Jew comment in there early. Get that out of the way. And now we're all riding with Biden. So it's a different kind of train that we're going to be on. We're going to be on the national muzzle law train.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
How you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. This ain't it.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass the way that Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the first, the second, the third option. I fucked that up. But I forgot the intro. Well, a great one. Maybe you would podcast a little more often. You wouldn't forget your own fucking introduction, would you, you fucking moron? Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I still would. I don't know. Maybe I'm like Joe Biden. Maybe I have Alzheimer's disease. I mean, Joe and I, we do have that in common, I suppose, a little bit of reduced mental functioning. What we don't have in common is that, unlike Joe Biden, I do not enjoy touching eight-year-olds. But it's okay. It's okay, because fortunately, we got all these people on the internet who are focused on the fact that the Cuties movie is about pedophiles and, oh, and pedophilia that, you know, and as Dick Masterson has been pointing out a couple of times lately, while all these fucking right-wingers were on the internet whining about Cuties, they had an election stolen from them. So yeah, you guys keep worrying about your fucking Cuties. So this is Relic. Today we are going to talk about the internet. Not just social media, but the internet, the whole fucking thing. Social media is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, for those of you who don't know, for those of you that your existence doesn't revolve around the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 16 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong. In case you don't know this, the great one has been locked out of his Twitter account. Because you see, the great one posted a little spicy tweet there. So I've been off Twitter for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. I've completely ignored Twitter. And I jumped on there yesterday to get caught up. And, you know, my intentions were to, and if I would have prepared, there we go. If I'd have prepared for this fucking podcast, I'd have had my notes up. My intentions were to, you know, respond because people had sent me some messages. I needed to respond to people and all that stuff. And I was going to put a little spice out there. Get a little spicy tweets going on because I hadn't been on there in a while. I hadn't pissed anybody off. I hadn't any fucking losers messaging me like this idiot whose picture will be in the show notes wearing the fucking muzzle. We'll talk about that at some point. I'll remember to get him in. So I wanted to see who I could piss off. And what with all the cuckservatives on Twitter, right? They're going on and on and on about, oh, look, Biden, you know, the election stolen and illegal and the mail ban and just all the shit they're going on about, right? You know, you've seen it, you've heard it. And I'm thinking to myself, what does this matter? I mean, you cuckservatives are the most impotent people alive on the planet today. You know, say what we want about leftists. Here's the major difference between the libtards and the cucks is the libtards are actually interested in winning. The libtards are winning because the libtards, which, and this is the weird, weird like oxymoron, right? Cuckservatives like to talk about how lazy libtards are. Okay, but libtards, as lazy as they are, they happen to be winning. mean, your taxes are going up, your children are being indoctrinated, you're wearing a muzzle, Biden won the election, you're standing 6 feet apart, we're printing money, the homosexuality is celebrated, trannies are strong and brave, women are spitting out children without fathers, masculinity is being attacked, religion is being attacked. I mean, the libtards, as lazy as you claim they are winning. You cuckservatives, you're so fucking pathetic. So you're all on the internet going on and on and on, you know, about the election. But none of you are going to do anything about it. There's nothing. There's literally Hitler. Literally Hitler, guys. There's nothing you can do about this. There's nothing you're going to do about it. Nothing. You lost, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you're going to do about it. Maybe there is something you could do about it. That something may or may not involve watering the tree of liberty, rather, with blood. But you're not going to do it. Okay? You're going to go on Twitter, and you're going to whine like little fucking faggots, and then Biden is going to become the vice president again. I would like to take this moment to publicly, on the podcast, I did this on Twitter yesterday, I would like to congratulate Joseph Biden on becoming vice president of the United States for a third term. I looked on the internet, it must be true, nobody has ever served three terms as vice president of the United States. So Joe Biden, here's a first. Another first from the Democrat Party. So I got all these idiots on the Twitterverse going on and on and on. So I got on there and I thought, hey, let me put a little hashtag action on here. So I tweeted, fag tag breaking, because that's a thing. God, the fucking IQ of people on Twitter. Fag tag breaking. I used it in the moment because I was just looking at my stream and I see these things going down. Fag tag breaking. You know, Joe Biden... ballots falsified. Once again, guys, it all comes back to why. This is a real question. This is a real question for any cuckservatives, and you are out there in my audience. Why do you even care about all this election shit? There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing's going to change. Everyone saw this coming. There's nothing you can do about it. Fag tag breaking. The retarded cucks on Twitter squealing that Joe Biden stole the election are right, but they also lack the balls to do anything about it. Why don't you all go back to masturbating to cuties outtakes? I got this message from Twitter. Hi, the great one himself, podcasting for 16 years. Your account at cynlibsoc.com has been locked for violating the Twitter rules. Specifically, for violating our rules against hateful conduct. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, which is, of course, a lie. All of this is lies. Anyway, age, disability, or serious disease. And so now I'm trying to figure out, are the retarded cucks, is being a retarded cuck, is that a race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease? I mean, I'm currently leaning towards disability, but... I'm not really sure. I'm open to debate on this topic. I got banned because I was insulting the retarded cucks. I think just their algorithm saw Joe Biden masturbating and cuties, you know, in the same thing and assumed that I was accusing Joe Biden of being a pedophile. Because, I mean, God knows. See, I mean, it's not like anybody, I mean, it's not like Joe Biden touches small children or anything like that. says, please note that repeated violations may lead to a permanent suspension of your account. Proceed to Twitter now to fix the issue with your account. Okay, Twitter, so now that you've censored me, blocked me out, now you want me to proceed to Twitter to fix the issue. Okay, so I click on the button to see what, for fix the issue, what I have to do is verify my phone number and I have to remove the offending tweet. Well, being as I'm not a cuck, neither of those things are going to happen. So I have now officially left Twitter because I am locked out of my Twitter account. I didn't even get to some of the good tweets that I was going to send. Like, I was going to send the tweet that had a link to the restrictions here in the state of Colorado, you know, the green, yellow, orange, red, purple levels. And it was going to say, in Colorado at level purple, indoor dining, personal services, gyms, and offices are closed. Childcare is still allowed to be open. Women are completely incapable of raising their own children, even during a pandemic. And I was waiting. I was waiting for the first idiot to mouth off to me on Twitter because I had my response lined up. I was going to tweet back and say, relax, old chap. You're touchier than Joe Biden in an elementary school. But you see, I didn't get to do those things. So now I'm going to have to go do those things someplace else. Because I'm not going to be on Twitter anymore. Well, great one. All you got to do is verify your phone number. I mean, just verify your phone number and take the tweet down. What's the big deal? And this brings us to when people like Scott Adams talk about how there's no such thing as a slippery slope. Look, let's go over this again. And let me put a disclaimer on here, okay? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with gassing Jews, all right? I'm not saying that. I'm just using this as an example. This is, of course, assuming that the Hoaxacost actually even happened. It's not like on day one, the German government rolled out and said, hey, all you Jews, get to the concentration camp so we can gas you. Okay? They did this incrementally. It's like, well, if, you know, first we're going to tell the Jews they can't have guns. Then we're going to tell the Jews they got to live in this part of town. Then we're going to tell the Jews they can't work in certain fields and industries, right? Then we're going to tell the Jews we got a little extra taxes on them. Oh, then we're going to tell the Jews they got to put the fucking star on their clothes so we know who they are. All right, then, yeah, and you do it incrementally. You don't just on day one haul the Jews off to the extermination camps and get rid of them, as wonderful as that would be. You do it incrementally. So you're a great one. And once again, there were Jews out there. There were Jews, probably women, mostly women. So once again, we've done this scene before, but imagine this. Let's go back in time. Little special effects sounds there. Let's go back in time. Nazi Germany, 1938 or something, right? And there's this Jewish family standing. They're standing in the living room, looking out the window. And across the street, the Gestapo is grabbing the Jews that live across the street and dragging them out of their house. And the husband's trying to fight back. And you know, this was back in the days when, you know, people got married to each other instead of having children with just single parents and everything. For those of you unclear on what the concept of a husband is. So a husband is like when a man and a woman, like biological man and woman, not mentally ill people who think they're women, even though they have penises and stuff like that. But biological man and woman, I realize we're talking about Jews here. They're not really people, but they're close. I mean, they're close enough, right? I mean, they're closer to humans than, say, Canadians are. So you got the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, so they're married to each other and they had sex with each other. And then they had children and the children have two parents. Two parents, not one parent, two parents. I know this, some of you, your minds are blown. So anyhow, the Gestapo is dragging the family out of the house, and the husband, he's fighting back, and this Gestapo, they're fucking beating him, and they're fucking take the rifle butt and smash him in the fucking face. There's blood flowing out and everything, and across the street, there's this other Jewish family watching it, and I can guarantee you, one of those fucking kikes, probably the woman, turned to the rest of the family and said, well, they must have done something to deserve it. I mean, the government wouldn't just do something like this without a reason. And that's how that's why incrementalism works, because people are stupid. I mean, we're in what? The month nine of the 14 days to flatten the curve? Okay, if the government had come out on day one and said, we're shutting down all the businesses, we're putting all these people out of work, we're going to make you wear muzzles, we're going to all this shit, it would not probably have flown as much as it does. But because, wow, we're just gonna, you know, it's gonna be 14 days. We're just encouraging people to stay home. Oh, and I know we need to go a little bit longer. So we'll give you some extra unemployment money. We need everybody to stay home. Okay, now we're gonna have to, oh shit, we gotta shut down the hair salons now. You know, and then, you know what? We really need everybody to really stay home for these next couple of weeks. So we're gonna shut down everything. Okay, now you can go out, but you gotta wear a muzzle. So you don't just throw everything at everyone. It's the same thing with this. I'm not gonna fucking go to Twitter like a fucking woman who's shit testing me. And well, we just need you. All we need you to do, great one, is verify your phone number and take this tweet down. No. 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 And the rest of you out there, you need to learn to fucking say the word no as well. And I know there's a lot at work. See, this is, now you say, great one, this is easy for you because you're better than the rest of us. That's true. That's very true. It's also easy for me because I'm not a fucking cuck or a fucking loser, and I'm not addicted to social media. And being at least halfway serious, I also don't make money off social media. Like, for those of you who your social media shit is part of how you make your income, on one hand, I get it, but how sad is that? Think about that for a minute. If you fall in that category, how pathetic is it that you have to subjugate yourself and fucking prostrate yourself and prostrate yourself and kowtow and suck up to these fucking corporations so you can keep your account, so you can keep making money. Why did you build a business? I mean, all businesses are dependent on something, right? I mean, my job was dependent on theater productions and events. When the government took those away from me, I don't have an income anymore. Okay, if your job is dependent on fucking Twitter, when Twitter gets taken away from you, and if you listen to this podcast, no matter how cucked you are, you're at least a little bit uncucked, you're not a total leftist, which means at some point in your lifetime, Twitter is going to be taken away from you because the censorship is just ramping up. Remember years ago when everybody discovered that YouTube censored things and, oh my God, all of you fucking cucks were on the internet. Oh my, I can't believe YouTube is censoring videos. Now, Stefan Molyneux is completely gone. American Renaissance completely gone. All these accounts just shut down. But it can't happen to you. See, once again, you're just like those fucking kikes looking out the window of their living room at the other fucking kikes across the street getting fucking herded away by the Gestapo. Well, they must have done something to deserve it, and it's not going to happen to me. So if your business plan, if your income involves being reliant on social media, you're doing it wrong, and you might want to fucking think again. You might want to start migrating the fuck away from that. Because you're not special. You are a snowflake and you are special, but you're not special. Okay? They're coming for you. And I'm just not going to spend part of my finite life jumping through Twitter's little fucking hoops. Anyway, it is easy for me because I don't make money on social media. I don't need social media. And it's also easy for me just because, for me, getting on social media, period, and doing anything is, I hate it. I hate fucking dealing with it. It's not something I want to do, period. I just don't fucking enjoy it. You know, I get on Twitter and I respond to people who message me, because if you go out of your way to spend time sending me a message, then I feel obligated to respond, even though you have to. Then somebody says, great one, I sent you an email, you didn't write back. Yes, I don't write back, but I read them all. And oh my God, was it Edward who sent me the picture? Oh, hold on, let me make a note. I'll put this in the show notes. Picture of car muzzle. Someone took the little surgical mask and put them over the air conditioning vents in their car so that the air coming into the car through the vents was going through the fucking muzzle. Oh my God, I clicked on that link and I saw that picture and I fucking had an orgasm. Oh, it's hilarious. Anyhow, so if people send me messages on the social media, except for Facebook, because I always say, don't message me, because I'm not doing it. I'm not logging onto Facebook. Other than every once in a while, I get in there just to make sure that my posts are still auto-posting. But I'm not going to message you back on Facebook. That's the exception. Don't fucking bother. I mean, you can, but you're not getting acknowledged. I don't fucking get on the Facebook. So it is easy for me to walk away from the Twitter, because I just don't care that much. And especially with all just the stupid, I mean, I get on there yesterday and the first fucking thing I see, and you can go look at my Twitter feed. My Twitter feed is still up there and everything. I just can't get in. So you can go see others. And the first thing I see is fucking trad thought women on here. Fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Go fuck yourself. That's a good word, but that's not the one I'm looking for. You know, trad thought women vocalizing about how Christian they are and all this shit. Like, shut up. God. So I can really live without it. I really can. It's easy for me to walk away from it. It may be harder for you to walk away from social media, but that's because you're a cuck. Meanwhile, Censorship Tube, they sent me a video. They sent me a email. A while back, there's a word for that thing. What the fuck is that word? They sent me an email a while back telling me that they were going to start more strictly enforcing the age, what do you call it? The age I'm looking right now. Age restrictions. Placed behind the age restrictions, right? So you got to sign in to see the video, so that YouTube knows how old you are. So I'm like, oh yeah, that'll be coming. So anyhow, get the email here. Hi, Cynical Libertarian Society. As you may know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. Your video stating the obvious 0250, Trump's bitch slap on Kelly reminds us that women are not equal, was flagged for us to review. Upon review, we've determined that it may not be suitable for all viewers, and it has been placed behind an age restriction. How you can respond, how you can take time out of your finite life, how you can jump through the hoop, how you can pass, here's how you can pass our shit test. If you believe this was a mistake, we'd like to hear from you. I'm sure you would love to hear my opinions. I'm sure you would. I'm sure you'd love to hear from me. To appeal this age restriction, please submit this form. Our team will thoroughly review your appeal and will contact you again very soon. For more information on YouTube's community guidelines, please visit our help center. Sincerely, the YouTube team. God, I'm gonna vomit. Great one. Did you go fill out the form? Oh, great one. Great one. Did you pass YouTube shit test? No, because I don't give a fuck. OK, Okay, which part of I am not a cuck loser do you fuckers not understand? Okay, guys, it is time for you. It's been time for a long time. But it's time for everybody to start thinking different. We got to go someplace else. I mean, the best option, of course, is get the fuck off social media. It really is. But if you want to be doing some kind of social media shit, you've really got to stop doing what you're doing. You got to start going someplace else. Now, where is that someplace else? That's the fucking problem. Because here's the thing. There's these alternative social medias. Alternative social media means, of course, shitty code that's in beta testing. Let's talk about Jack Spierko for a minute. Because I haven't talked about Jack Spierko enough lately, because I talk about Jack all the fucking time these days. Jack has, well, he abandoned Facebook completely for assorted reasons. And he's banged over to some other different social medias like MeWe and Gab and other stuff. And he's been testing all this out. Okay. And he made a really good point, because here's the thing. Here's what he said. I'm paraphrasing greatly, but I have to paraphrase, got to give him credit, because I wish I would have thought of all this the way he thought of it. Because some of you out there right now, you're saying, well, but great one, I can't leave Twitter. That's where all my followers are at. Oh, great one, I can't leave InstaThought. I have my followers on InstaThought. Well, guys, if you're staying in a particular place, because other people are there, they're not your followers, you're their follower. If you're staying on Twitter because other people are Twitter, and if you call yourself a leader in any form whatsoever, and this was Jack Spierko's point, if you are trying to pass yourself off as a leader of any type, as a visionary, you know, as a gay-ass thought leader, you know, as someone who thinks differently, as somebody who is uncucked, right? If you're claiming that you're uncucked, but you're staying on Twitter because that's where your followers are at, that's kind of pretty much the definition of cucked, because you're doing it because other people do it. That's called sheep. That's what sheep do. Sheep do what other people are doing because other people are doing it. Sheep go where other people are at because that's where other people are at. Because sheep need the approval of the other people. So they go do what the other people... Oh, everybody's on Twitter. I'm going to go to Twitter because I really want everybody to like me. Now, as you may or may not know, depending how long you've listened to this podcast, I don't give a shit if you like me. I did not get up this morning and think, oh, I sure hope somebody fucking likes me today. That was not my fucking priority. I got some priorities today. I'm going to play some fucking Star Wars later on if I get everything done. Got to work on a fucking resume. I got to record this podcast. I got to do a little housework. I lifted weights this morning. Okay? I got some priorities. Being liked by motherfuckers on the internet, not one of them. So if you're sitting here going, I got to stay on Twitter because all my followers are on Twitter. Well, hey, guys, if you can't announce to your followers on Twitter that, you know what, I'm going to Gab or wherever you're going, okay? If you can't, but let's just use Gab as the example. If you can't announce to your Twitter followers, guys, I'm moving to Gab in 3 weeks. I'm going to stop posting on Twitter. I'm doing everything on Gab. If you want to keep up with me, follow me on Gab. If you can't get the people to follow you, you're not a fucking leader. It's like if you're a man, you go up and you say to your girlfriend, hey, babe, I'm moving to Texas. I'm moving in a month. And if you want to keep being my girlfriend, you're going to move with me. If not, you're going to stay here. If she stays there, she wasn't your fucking girlfriend. I mean, once again, you're beta. You're a fucking beta cuck. Okay? If you think you're all this and all that and all these people, then okay, prove it. Prove it to me by take the screenshot of your Twitter and your whatever, 30,000 followers. Okay? Then you go to Gab and then you show me a screenshot of your Gab 3 months later where you have 30,000 followers. Then I'll believe you. Oh, great one. I can't do that. Right, because you're a fucking cuck faggot. Because no one gives a shit about you, because half of those are bots, because you're not a fucking leader, because nobody's going to follow you anywhere. You're just another fucking cuck with a Twitter account mouthing off about how, oh my God, cuties is pedophilia. And can you believe that in Pennsylvania, they found 7 ballots that look like they might have been faked. And then there's this one, they found a ballot from a person who is dead. Guys, dead people have been voting for pretty much the entire time I've been alive. And you haven't done anything about it yet. Just like every time the Democrats lose a presidential election, they whine about the fucking Electoral College. When they win, you don't hear a word. When Republicans lose a fucking election, they whine about illegal immigrants voting and dead people voting. But when Republicans win the election, they don't hear a fucking word. You're just a bunch of idiots. You're just a bunch of fucking masturbatory idiots. So I bounced over to Library, LBRY, because Jack Spirko was pimping Library as an alternative to YouTube. So I go over there. It's got some interesting features. One of the best things about it is that it will transfer, but not all of them, some, depending on some criteria, it will transfer your videos from YouTube to Library for you. So I went through that. It didn't pull over all my videos, but it pulled over most of them. So I'm like, okay, well, that's... And now this is where we get to the fucking pain in the ass about the alternative social media stuff. Is it kind of works, but it kind of doesn't? And I wonder, like, do any of these people who do these things ever ask their potential users, what do you want? I mean, as an example, if somebody came to me and said, great one, we're going to create an alternative to YouTube. What do you want that to do? Like, well, I honestly, until I saw that Library could migrate your YouTube channel, it never really occurred to me to ever ask for that. So I give Library full props on that. That's brilliant. I think that if you go to people and you say, hey, look, you know, you can, because someone like Aaron Clary, I mean, how many fucking videos does Aaron Clary have on YouTube? Thousands. I mean, I haven't looked, but I guarantee he's got to be over 2,000. It's got to be. So for him to migrate to another platform is a major pain in his ass. With Library, it would migrate his videos over for him. And as I understand it, I have not 100% confirmed this by personally doing it. So this is secondhand information from Jack Spirko. Once your Library is linked to your YouTube, if you go to YouTube, you upload a video at YouTube, it automatically appears over at Library. Library gets it for you. So you upload to YouTube, but it appears on two different platforms. I mean, that is big. That is huge. Especially if you've got a bunch of videos up already. So that migration ability, that's fantastic. But if somebody came to me and said, great one, we're going to build this YouTube replacement. What do you want? Well, I want the ability to fucking schedule my videos to come out later. And I want fucking very clear, obvious links to RSS feeds for a fucking channel so that I can RSS feed a subscription to a goddamn channel so I can download the videos and watch them without having to fucking log in or go to the interwebs or whatever. Now, I'm not saying Library has those things or doesn't have those things. But I look at all these social media thingies, because here's the other big one, right? This is what has prevented me from making use of Gab. Ah, shit. Hang on a second. Now, see, this is one of those things. I don't know if I should be happy or pissed off. Because there's someone coming over to do some maintenance on something at the place, and he showed up early. So I'm like, oh, well, thanks for showing up early. Did you see I'm in the middle of trying to yell at the fucking internet? So anyhow, that's all done. I completely forgot where I was. Pretty sure I was bitching about the video platform. So anyhow. Okay, so Library. Great. Let's go over to Library. Checking it out. Then I see this thing where now library is Odyssey. So instead of lbry.tv, now it's Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com or something. So I'm like, what the fuck? So now I go to this Odyssey place, but I have an account over there. So it's like a duplicate of library. So all the propaganda says library is now Odyssey. It's like, okay, but library is still there. Odyssey is still there. So now what? I haven't tried it yet. So I have to log in over here. Why? What are you doing? Why did you launch a platform? Tell everyone, here's our platform. It's library. We got this platform here. And then launch another platform that's the same as that. Look, what are you doing? What are you fucking doing? Why do you think people have time for this shit? I get it. There's a lot of people out there that are fucking losers that don't have anything to do but figure this shit out. But for those of us who have a life, why? I'm bitching about library on Twitter back when I had a Twitter account. And I remember some moron sends me this message. Well, we created an alternative to YouTube. You should come try it out. And I'm thinking, no, motherfucker, I'm not going to come beta test your fucking platform for you. Come try it. Fuck you. God damn it. So while the guy is here doing the work, right? I can't yell at the internet. So I'm doing a lot. So I'm like, hey, let me take a minute to do a little research here while we're talking about. So I get over on Gab. And I'm on the Gab, and Gab has Dissenter, which is like this plugin where you can comment on websites, and it's an online thing. I even know how to describe it. It's like a, it's like just a place on the internet where you can leave comments about things on the internet, but not in the comments. So like you go to BuzzFeed, right? You can leave comments in the comments section on BuzzFeed. But of course, they'll get censored. Well, with Dissenter, it's this thing where you go to this BuzzFeed article and then you can leave comments on that article, but they're like stored on Dissenter. And the only way you see them is if you have Dissenter. Does that make any kind of fucking sense the way I explained it? So anyhow, I've messed around with it a little bit and I'm like, all right, so let me, and I just click on the top thing over here. Hang on, I'm fucking with shit. Because, you know, God forbid I don't fuck with shit. I got to get this up or I can see it. Oh, great. That's not working. So I just happen to be over there. And here it says, the top thing on Dissenter, COVID is much deadlier for people of color than the CDC thought. And so I'm looking at the Dissenter comments, which, of course, are things like, don't give a shit. If COVID was only real, fake AIDS got my hopes up once. Blah, blah, blah. Black, Latino, and Native Americans in the USA are trained to ignore instructions from grade school to when they drop out. Mostly it is in the genetic makeup, genes, and resistance that makes people distant, blah, 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 blah. You know, who cares? Show of hands. So, I mean, just exactly what you would expect from the evil white supremacists. Here's the other reason a lot of you aren't going to leave Twitter and Facebook and InstaThought and your fag mainstream social media. It's because you're scared of the alternative social medias because you see, they're all white supremacist. And that's another way you know you're a cuck. Okay. If you've bought into this thing where everybody on the alternative social medias is a white supremacist, once again, you are a sheep. You are buying what the mainstream media is selling. Please do not try to pretend that you're some kind of intelligent, rational person who thinks for yourself. And I don't know why you're fucking listening to this podcast. Are there some white supremacists on Gab? Yeah. There's a block function, but you're so fucking helpless and coddled and pussified and cucked that you can't even block people you don't want to hear yourself. So you're a bunch of fucking fags. Anyway, so I go over to the center and say, well, I'm going to leave a comment here. It says, click here to leave comment. So I'm like, great, I want to leave some shit posting on this about how the fucking non-white people, I hope more of them die. Because we got to get them out of the fucking population and they're not going to leave. I mean, Donald Trump didn't fucking deport any of them. He didn't build a fucking wall because Orange Man, not bad. Orange Man, just fucking liar. So anyhow, I go to log into Dissenter. So I click on leave a comment. It says you have to log in. I'm like, why do I have to fucking log in? Dissenter is part of Gab. I'm logged into Gab. God damn it. Here we go. So I'm like, fine. So I click the login. So it's okay. Then it figures out I'm logged into Gab. So then I have to authorize Dissenter to what? Great. I hit the authorize button. All I get is a fucking white screen with a text on it that says cannot get user/connect/gab/embed. So it's an error message. Was it Gab? You've been around how fucking long now? You're begging for money. Down you go to fucking Gab. Right over here on the fucking side. We Gab's operating expenses. We are whoops, I increased the font size too much. We are 100% funded by you. Make a donation. Hey, guys, you've been getting donations. Your shit still doesn't fucking work. And here's the other problem. So I'm looking, is there a way yet for me to put a plug-in or something in the fucking WordPress so that my post automatically posts on Gab the way they do on the fucking feminist book and the Twitter? Is there any? No, apparently not yet because Gab doesn't have an API. As far as I can tell from a quick Google, but it's like, once again, guys, do you not understand what people fucking want? You know, given a choice between some horse shit about being able to leave comments on web pages on the internet that gives me errors when I try to authorize, or just create a fucking API so somebody could write a plugin so when something publishes on my website, it automatically posts on automatically posts on my Gab profile. That is what I want from a social media pretty much more than any fucking thing else. Is just me be able to fucking push content automatically from WordPress to your fucking social media. And none of the alternative social medias can fucking do that or figure it out. And so, you got to get off the mainstream shit. If you want to not stop being a fucking sheep, if you want to be a fucking leader, if you want to have some freedom, if you want to not have your account taken down, you've got to get off the fucking mainstream social medias. But the problem with the fucking alternative social medias is they're all shit. And which is doubly amazing because there's all these faggots running around out there who claim they're computer coders. I mean, goddammit, how many fuckwits on the fucking planet Earth in the United States right now today claimed I can write computer code? Well, fuck. I mean, if you took 10 million fucking computer coders and you put them in a fucking room, would they eventually write Shakespeare? Or would they write a fucking WordPress plugin that can publish my fucking post to fucking Gab? God damn it. Can anybody just make something that fucking works? Can you figure out what do people want and then focus on making that work? I mean, how hard can it, social media, can you post something? Can you post a picture? Can you post a link? Can you block people? Can you send somebody a message? And can you fucking automatically publish? Can you import an RSS feed? It could be that simple. I remember you used to be able to do that on Facebook. You didn't need an API. Why anyone can't figure this out? I don't know. Why can't I go to Gab and set my Gab account to just ping the RSS feed from my fucking website every fucking 12 hours and publish anything that it finds? Why is this so hard? Why? Someone who is a fucking computer programmer, explain to me why this is so fucking impossible. Then just going beyond, my God, the other people I want to kill, you know, along with the fucking Jews and basically everyone who isn't white and then 85% of white people, because that's the only way we're going to clean out the gene pool. The other group of people I want to kill, other than that group, is the people who think that the internet makes things easier. My fucking God, I'm so sick of this. So let me just tell you, the recent occurrences, lately, what's been going on lately in the Great One's life as he attempts to fucking use the internet. Okay, so I told you guys about Facebook advertising, right? And just how fucking unusable their interface is, and it's and you click on things, and it's got to regenerate, and you're sitting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and oh my God, it was so fucking, it was so bad. Oh, And I got nothing out of it. Facebook advertising, completely worthless. Okay, so I'm going to try LinkedIn advertising. Almost as bad as an interface. And so I got the thing set up, and then I leave and I come back. And so I've got my advertising campaign, which is in the draft format. And I need to go in and edit it and finish it up and publish it, right? Make it go live. And there's, it's at this fucking shitty interface. I'm going through it. I can't figure out how to get in there to fucking edit the goddamn thing. So I'm Google searching and I'm getting nothing. And I'm using LinkedIn's help, built-in help, which is even more than worthless. And finally I figure out, oh, well, to edit your campaign, you click on the three dots. And I, three dots. And I go, I'm looking at the fucking page. There's three dots over there. There's just sort of three fucking dots hanging out. Just not, and you click on the dots and you get this little, and there it is. There's edit campaign. I'm like, why can't you just have a fucking button that says edit? Who is the moron who's sitting there and said, you know, we people got to edit their draft campaign. Well, how do we set up an interface for them to go in and edit their draft campaign? Oh, I know. Let's put three dots on the screen. And when you click on the three dots, then you can get a drop-down menu that allows you to edit it. And somebody said, well, what if we just put a button there that said edit? And they said, you just don't understand. Okay. You just don't understand that that's not how we do things here. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what the fuck goes through someone's mind. And we say, well, the internet makes things easier. American Express, fucking American Express login. You go in there, you try to log in. You mistype anything one time, it instantly locks you out of your fucking account. You don't get three tries to log in, you get one. One try to fucking log in. Then you got to fucking re-verify your account to get back in. So you got to sit there. What's your email address? What's your social security number? What's your card number? Ah, fucking finally get back in. Now you got to create a new password. Here's the criteria. So I create a password. Same kind of password I use everywhere else, man. I use three words. There's some numbers. There's some capital letter. All the won't take it. Won't take it. I'm trying to do it. What do you mean? It's, no, and even, you know, when you do the passwords, it's got the little thing over there, usually on the right-hand side, and it says you got to have at least 8 characters, you got to have a number, and you got to have a capital letter, and as you fulfill each requirement, it will change color from red to green or something like that. I'm typing in passwords, password after password, and all the little things are green according to the requirements of what it requires me to put in there for a password. The requirements are being met. It's not too long. It's not too short. It has uppercase, lowercase, numbers, even a special. Won't do it. So you know what I type in? This isn't the exact password, but this is the closest thing. I type in ABCD1234. Enter. Perfectly happy with that password. Takes it. Like, okay, fuck you. And I'm logging to LinkedIn because I've been logged. God, LinkedIn sucks. I'd forgotten how much LinkedIn sucks. Between the fucking advertisements and the idiots on the shit that people post on LinkedIn. Oh my God. Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. And here's a turkey with a knife stuck in it. I just saw that one. I'm not making this up. You know, here's Keanu Reeves sitting outside a bakery eating. This is professional. This is what passes for professional social networking. Got it. So every fucking time, I log into LinkedIn, I get this fucking pop-up when I first go in there. Give us your phone number. Give us your phone. Give us your phone number. What's your phone number? And finally, yesterday, I realized, I said, my God, this is what it's like to be a hot 19-year-old girl, is to have people constantly begging you for your phone number. Could you give us your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Hi, could we have your phone number? Hi, we're LinkedIn. Could we have your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Could you put your phone number in here? Could you give us your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Hey, could you give us your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Could you put your phone number in? Hi, welcome back to LinkedIn. Could we get your phone number? You know, we just need to put your phone number here. We just need to put your phone number in here. Could you give us your phone number so we have an alternate way to contact you? Could you put your phone number here? Hi, could we get your phone number? Hello, this is LinkedIn. Could we have your phone number? Could we have your phone number? Could you please please put your phone number? We need you to put your phone number in here. Hi, I see you're logging in again. Could you put your phone number in here? Could we get your phone number? We need your phone number. No, you can't have my fucking phone number. God fucking damn it. Once again, you sheep out there, I'll just put your phone number in there because I'm not a fucking cuck. Why do you people not? And this is the problem. You people, fucking website, ask you for your phone number. You just fucking type it in because you're so fucking cucked. It never occurs to you to just not do it. And this is why when the guy said put on a muzzle. Well, of course I had to put on a muzzle. Why would you not put on a muzzle? Get a vaccine. Well, of course you're going to get a vaccine. Why would you not get a vaccine? Give us your phone number. Of course I'm going to get your phone number. Yeah. Install the tracking application for Wuhan virus. Well, of course I'm going to install it. Like, God damn it. No, I'm not giving you my fucking phone number. God damn. We have to verify. No, you don't have to fucking verify. I don't need to fucking be verified. I need all of you out there to go fuck yourselves. I need Twitter to go fuck yourself. Facebook to go fuck yourself, InstaThought to go fuck yourself, I need LinkedIn to go fuck yourself, I need Gab to go fuck yourself, I need fucking Library or Odyssey or whatever the fuck it is this week to go fuck yourself, I need YouTube to go fuck yourself, I need American Express to go fuck yourself, I need all of you out there to go fuck yourself. And then, with the fucking Star Wars, so I joined this guild, because they sent me an invite. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I don't know what's involved. I'll join. So it's like, oh yeah. So here's where we chat. They got a Discord. So I go to Discord. I've never gone to Discord in my life. I go to Discord. And of course, what do you got to do? You got to create a fucking account. Oh, God damn it. And the cucks out there are going, well, great one. What's the big deal? You just have to create an account. You just give them your email address, and then you verify yourself. You give them your phone number, and then you click on some links, and then they'll send you a bunch of spam, and then you'll be, and then, what's the big deal? See, and that's the thing. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, they're just saying that those of us who are Jewish, we just have to wear the star on our clothing. It's not a big deal. What's the big deal? I mean, guys, we're just gonna ask people to stay at home for 14 days to flatten the curve. Do you want to kill your grandmother? I mean, come on. That's all we're doing here. We're just staying at home for 14 days to flatten the curve. What's the big deal? No, see, we just need you to give your phone number to Facebook and install the Facebook app on your phone. I mean, it's not gonna track where you go or send any information to the corporation. What's the big deal? Yeah, you guys are right, man. I'm just, obviously, the problem here is obviously me. You know what? As soon as I'm done with this podcast, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on the fucking internet, and I'm going to type my phone number and my credit card number and my social security number into every fucking website I can find on the internet.